Thank you, Edmund. Well, as a lot of you know, I am one of these casualties, a former store product entomologist working in something else. No? For the last 4 years, I've been working first in with field crops, and now in a pest control company, doing dealing with roaches, ants, and all this kind of stuff. That it was tough at the beginning. I say, well, what in the heck am I doing here? But suddenly, I start to realize that a lot of samples I do, I am in charge of all the technical issues of the company, science training, IPM programs, helping the people there and with our customers with some problems, technical problems. And I start to receive a lot of calls and start to realize that a lot of store product insects in these environments. Say, well, it makes my life a little bit more easy and more happy because, to be honest, it's the area that I love to do. So I have been 2 years now, and I see this trend increases. So I was wondering, see, insects, maybe they have been there all the time, but what is the tendency? Are they becoming more important now, or they're still the same? So it's hard to say, because normally we don't have a lot of data to support that, but I asked, we are part of the Copesan network, and I have a lot of good friends and the other companies that I asked the question, and some of them helped me with their opinions. They helped me with some pictures, but only a few then answer some questions about how they see the store product situation over there. So I will just talk about here. Okay. So the left? Okay. Okay. So in this presentation, I will talk a little bit about what is the general perception of store product insects, like Fran mentioned before. What is the most commonly environments, urban environments in which we can, with the most common store product insects in these urban environments, and facilities with the most problems with these insects, and the question of the title, are they becoming more important? And finally, some personal ideas about some research that can be done. Like Fran said, I think that the future of this area is tied with the urban environments, because you will be surprised. So the general perception of the store products, well, everybody knows green beans initially when somebody start to talk about store product insects. And this is the first image that came for our mind. Grain, insects that feed on grain, are sometimes more related, maybe flour mules, but something like that only. But they are more than that. So what is the most common insect found? Like Fran said, Indian meal moth is the number one, basically. At least in my company, this is the most frequent that we find, and three of every, or on every five calls are Indian meal moth related issues. And I don't know, maybe they have some people here for the other companies, and maybe they might agree. But this is the situation that I did a little bit of research in my company, and this is Indian meal moth. So the question is why they are? Well, we know that they have a great ability to feed on almost every kind of food, almost everything. I think that these guys asked God to just put me in something and I will do the rest, because they feed on almost in every kind of food. They have great ability to penetrate packaged food, so that they are in processed food over there also. And I think that one thing is important. They have a great ability to change his feeding behavior, because normally in grain, they are classified as external feeders. But in products, I find this and this kind of peppers, really hot peppers, or even garlic, fresh garlic, and they are internal feeders. The larvae develops inside these products, and people doesn't know, and they are inside, and only when the larvae is mature to pupate, they bore out and find a place to pupate. But the problem is it's not only the mechanical or the feeder damage, but it's the indirect damage, because these products have moisture, and they got infested with bacteria or fungi, and it's, sometimes this indirect damage is more important. So they are really, really, really. I will show you some pictures about different other commodities that they feed. Nuts, peanuts. How about candies? chocolate. I hear that some of the other people say that they are funding these insects in chocolate and all kind of products, bread, even fresh bread. And you see the holes over there that larvae use board and this kind of soft material, and they feed inside, they develop inside, and eventually they bring the products. Dry fruits is, we know that. So they are really, really amazing. Other insects that we normally find very frequently is the confused and red flower beetles too, that especially in pet food. Flour. How many times we go to the market and buy the bag of flour and we open and we find these guys over there. Even in these four distribution centers, warehouses, big infestations there. Oats and cereals. Sautotea and merchant ground beetles, also very common ones, especially in cereals, oats, and cereal products. The cigarette and drugstore beetles, also they're really, really common. And they feed almost in a lot of stuff, not only grain foods, but also animal foods. So they're really, really common, especially pet foods also, cereals inside the boxes. Big problems. Dog treats. Again, warehouse beetles. Also, we receive a lot of calls, and we deal with these guys very, very frequently, especially, and also cat food, any kind. They have the great ability to feed in almost a lot of any kind of material there. How about this one? I put this one because it's, we receive a call. It was a residential call that they have warehouse beetles flying in the living room of the house. So our tech called us, and we went over there to do an inspection, and we normally focus in the pantry area, the garage where the people store food or pet food. We couldn't find nothing. So finally, in the attic, we find this old rodent station that the previous company, they have a previous infestation with mice. So they left there for 2 or 3 years, and finally these insects find this the old rodent bait, and they start to develop there, and they start to spread over there. So it was the infestation was there, and it happens with other products that people just forget about that, and the insects are able to find. Other dermestids, hide and leather beetles that maybe they're not so common, but they are really, really important in some commodities, especially in this kind of chicken liver. We have a lot of plants in the Missouri area that in which a lot of chicken farms are there, and there are some factories that they buy the liver dried and made the powder, because this is one of the raw materials for pet food. So these materials, they see what is that? Okay. They store the material in these big bags over there, and they are really, really attractive for these things. So they are strong flyers, and when they infest these bags, they go inside, and it's really, really hard even to with fumigation, because the dust is so dense that fumigant can penetrate. So we have to put the infested product in trailers and move for these big containers to a smaller one in order to try to eliminate this problem. So. And there is nothing, there is no information about these guys. I think that I found Ohio State with one page general information, but there is nothing. No pheromones, no. So, oops. What is going on here? Okay. Some other less commons. You see the spider beetles. Also feeding in rodent baits. Rodent baits are one of the raw materials is grains, so it's no surprise that they can do that. Rice weevils, internal feeders, less than about it. We can find them, but in less occasion. But in warehouses, people that store beer seeds or corn pops or all this kind of stuff, they can be found there, but not as frequent as the other ones. So how about the facilities? Well, Fran mentioned some of them. I will just start with the residential. We receive a lot of calls, and we find a lot of stored product insects in residential accounts, especially in the areas of the kitchen, the garage, where people store food, the pantry area. But sometimes in areas that, even in bedrooms, people take food over there to eat and just forget and leave in the closet, and these insects are able to find the food and establish the infestation there. Distribution centers is not uncommon. We can find in all these big warehouses, like Fran mentioned before. But how about restaurants? We find also in these areas, they have, especially in the kitchen, they store food too, and we can find it then. We received some calls over there. Pasta manufacturer, non common also. We find this especially. And this is some of these internal feeders, like rice weevils, feeding in these kind of big pastas. So they can do it. Hospitals. We find that we have a case in Kansas City that I think it was Indian mammoth flying in the patient rooms over there. So they, you know, every hospital has a restaurant, a kitchen, or people take breaks. So we find an infestation over there, and they fly. They can move. Dry fruits, nuts, facilities. A terrible pest. Indian meal moth in these environments is one of the most difficult pests to control, and it's very, very common. Pet food industry. Very, very common in processing and packaging. So it's really, really common to find them also. Retail stores, especially areas like that, there is a lot of food accumulation that go. Okay, let's see, I can find it here. Well, go on under the gondolas, accumulates there, and this is a lot of food over there that the insects find, and they establish it. Yeah, in the back storage area, also very, very common. So now the question: are they becoming more important? Well, unfortunately, like I say, we don't have a lot of information there. But I and my company, I did a little bit of research. I select randomly 1,000 tickets. Service tickets in which we report, we have the records about every different accounts about what is the problem, what kind of product we use it, and I find it. I got 1,000 in commercial and 1,000 in residential, and surprisingly, we can with around 30% of the tickets in commercial areas deals with the insects, and around 18% in residential. So, surprisingly, is quite a big number. And I will say you, we are, as a company, our service is around 75% of customers are commercial, and around 25% is residential and termites. I got, like I say, asked some people on the Copesan network. I didn't receive a lot of responses, but some people responded. Azure Environment Pest Solution in New York City, Ron Rose is a technical director. He sent me this email. I don't have information, any data, but stored product insects as a group are within the top three, tie in second place with ants in New York. So, other company, Sandwich Isle Pest Solution in Hawaii, they said, Indian meal moth, cigarette floor beetles, and rice weevils are the more important for us. Found in 100% of grocery stores and distribution centers, and in around 5% of residential service. Other email for this Michael Bogdan, the president of this company. McLeod Pest Services in Chicago, based in Chicago, that serves mostly the Midwest. Pat Hoddle also. She has no statistic available, and she believes that there have been no increase for the most part. However, rice weevil found it to increase in non-traditional rice weevil products. So it's kind of, at the end I just throw some ideas about some possible research opportunities there. Variations in, for example, in development time, we don't know if these insects are able only to feed in this all these old products, or are they able to complete the development time? How long it takes? What is the variation? What is the situation? What is the variation in longevity and reproduction? So all the effects over there, the sex ratio and survival. So some things that we don't know. How about in behavior and ecology, or dispersion and distribution? Gene Campbell is doing a lot of stuff and dispersion. How they distribute the same in a warehouse that in a restaurant or in a retail store? It's different environments, so maybe some difference over there. How about feeding behavior? We saw that some of them, they change the feeding behavior according with the commodity they are feeding. So some ideas over there. Pheromones, we need pheromones. We don't have pheromones for all of the insects there. And I will tell you that this, we deal with them in the lab and research and everything, but in the real world, it's really, really hard to control them, especially in these big facilities. And pest management, IPM programs. We need to adapt IPM programs for every kind of facility, and this is part of the job that we do over there. Like France say, I think that our position is more the extension position. We have to do training, we have to educate our customers, we have to deal with technical issues, we have to try to develop a specific program for a specific situation. But sometimes we don't find a lot of information to help us to do that. Detection, still we have some problems with insect detection. And proper ID, especially with some emerging pests that nobody knows. Physical cultural control, heat, cold, sanitation, what is the role? We know the sanitation is pest control, but how frequently we evaluate? Biological control, I think that there are some areas that can be, normally we don't, in store product entomology, we don't pay too much attention to biological control, but there are some commodities that might be some opportunities there. Especially with the organic and green movement, that now people doesn't want to have nothing with the pesticides. So there might be some opportunities there. And more alternatives, methyl bromide. After this fumigant is gone, we don't have a lot. We have phosphine, sulfuride, fluoride, and nothing else. So we still need to find out more. And other ideas over there. So in summary, store product insects are more than just store grain pests. I think that we need to attach them with the urban. I agree with Frank. I think that we need to go in that direction. Maybe this is the future. We need to attach them with the urban environments in which people is more frequently see these insects. Indian meal moth is the most important pest in the urban environments and in the food industry. They do very well. Store product insects are able to invade almost all types of facilities, basically all kinds of facilities. You can find in any place these insects. And I think that now that money is tight, there's a great opportunity for interaction between the pest control industry and research institutions. We are doing some collaboration with the people from the USDA, and our customers, they're happy to also to participate there. We just have a meeting with we just run 6 months trapping with pheromones and a big pasta plant in Phoenix. And last week I was with the QA guy, showed the results, and they want to continue. They are really happy to help us also to participate because they see the value. We need this information. It's very, very useful, and we can interact. I think that we can be more efficient. With that, I wish to be there. Hopefully in December, I will go out to the border to escape the cold weather. So, if you have any questions or something, well, hopefully I will be able. You know, I have a lot of help here. Yeah.
Is the red-legged ham beetle, is that a common pest? I have seen it in a pet food processing place. I normally don't work in this area. Mm-hmm. There was an extreme case of red-legged ham beetles. Is that something you've
What insect? And so I'm sorry, I can hear what?
Red-legged hand beetle.
Right?
Red-legged hand beetle.
Honestly,
can you repeat that, please?
Red-legged hand beetle. I honestly, at least in my company, I'm not see this case. I don't know you, Chip or Jim.
Mm-hmm. We see it. I'm in urban pest management. We see it occasionally. If we see it more than once or twice every year or two, that's a lot. But pet food trade's big for it, and a few other dried meat places.
Actually, we saw it when we did a survey of retail stores in 2002 and 3, particularly one store, 90% of the insects were all right.
Well, that's an interesting thing to mention, because red-legged hand beetle was one of the critical use exemptions for the smoked ham or smoked meat industry.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nobody working on
Yeah.
Tom Phillips can't be here because he's got a competing symposium, but he has a methylbromide transitions grant, and he's looking at sulfuryl chloride, ozone, phosphine, other fumigants for control of red-legged hand beetle, and also the cheese fly.
But it's a serious pest in that industry.
But his results show that, you know, fumigants he was using had very little effect.
Yeah.
As you know, one of the Bibles in the urban pest area is the Malice Handbook of Pest Control.
Yes.
One of the earlier editions that did the revision score product chapter.
Yeah, it's there.
And I look at that because it has the 12 components that you guys use in Cocosan from basically the model that we implement, or we believe that it all starts with education.
Yeah, this is true. This is really true. Yeah, just last Friday I was in Phoenix and I was almost leaving the office when a lady came and said she had something in a small box. They were warehouse beetles. And she told me that she found it in one corner of her garage. And I told her, do you have any pet food over there in that area? She said, well, yeah, we have in the upper shelves over there. So look in that areas. The people is getting more aware about these insects. And I think that this is a future. We need to really open the spectrum of the, or maybe classify them more than the store product insects. Yeah.
Questions, they go, where are they coming from? And they have no idea that this is an indoor pest.
Yeah, this is true. And some people, they believe that this is kind of natural. And I'm from Mexico, and farmers especially, they think that they're part of the grain. It's just natural that they don't have any clue. And there is a lot of people that they don't have any clue about these insects. And I will, to be honest, some of our technicians, they don't have any clue also. They, when they find that they're really struggle to with these insects. Because, and when I explain to people and they say, well, but these insects are supposed to be in grains and elevators. Yeah, but they're doing more than that. Yeah.
If Ken, I think that's a great insight, because we see that anymore. People today don't believe that there should be any insects in grain, and our grandparents knew that there were insects in grain.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think there is really benefit around that.
I was going to reinforce that. I did a survey, and it's been a long time, but it was a Homemaker Clubs of America or something like that. It was a big home economics kind of thing, convention. I did a simple survey, and I asked their age, and then broke down the results and how they would react to an insect in, let's say, oatmeal or something like that. And the older, and it was mainly women, the older women said that well, they might pick it out,
mm-hmm.
still use the product, or they might throw out the product. But the younger ones would throw out everything in the cupboard.
That's true. Yeah, that's really true.
Yeah. All right, let's thank Paul.
Thank you.